are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy Friday. Woo-hoo-hoo. Really, they need to come up with another Friday song. Didn't we used to sing some sort of Thank God It's Friday song back in the 70s? And then what happened is that girl made that It's Friday, Friday, and now it's absolutely ruined the day. Some of us don't even want to enjoy Friday because we're afraid we're going to hear that stupid song. So I implore one of you, come up with some sort of a Friday hit that's not annoying, so at least I have something to sing to when I start my show. Now, many of you have been emailing me and asking me about the scoop on Michael Savage. Apparently ABC local Channel 13 News from Los Angeles and the Associated Press has reported that Michael Savage's show is off air temporarily since he left his network at TRN. I don't know any more scoop than you all do. We heard about this last night. Michael Savage is alive and well, doing wonderful. From what we understand, he won a legal battle out of arbitration to leave his contract with his current employer. Is going to be off the airwaves temporarily, some sort of non-compete clause, which many of us radio hosts have. And then we'll join the airwaves with a new network, which from what I understand is in negotiation now. Temporarily, I'm not sure what would be playing with current affiliates or whatever they're saying. All they're saying right now is Michael Savage posted on his website Thursday evening, free at last. Apparently, he's going to be off air, like I said, for some time. We just don't know how long. His attorney, Daniel Horowitz, said Savage left Talk Radio Network after obtaining a favorable ruling in arbitration Thursday afternoon. Savage show gets about 8 million people in each week. What do you mean? How many do I get? Probably close. 7.9. I think why is that so ludicrous? Really? That's that unbelievable? I think I have millions of people listening to my show. Okay, maybe not as many as Michael Savage. Okay. He's apparently behind Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. No, the article does not mention the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know. So right now, no comment from TRN at this point. They say Michael Savage had to spend more than $900,000 fighting his case, but was awarded more than $1 million in arbitration. From what I understand, he has heard over 400 stations. So, we'll tell you when we get more scoop. But right now, no other scoop from what we understand. He's happy. I tell you, contracts are rough. I wish we had the ability to read our own contract. I do. I mean, I can't tell you how many years of schooling and still you get a legal document or even like with Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act. And it's all in this archaic, cryptic language. I don't even know how attorneys do it. You know, everybody thinks that doctors are rocket scientists, lawyers are rocket scientists. No, we aren't. We're regular people. Okay? I am no smarter than the average person. In fact, I think many people are smarter than me. I really do. I think there are so many people that have the intuition and the street smarts, etc. You know, I just loved medicine. And I became good at it. I became good at science. I was good in math. I was good at studying. I was great at taking tests. I had people skills and I became a doctor. It doesn't necessarily mean I have a higher intelligence quotient or IQ than the average person. I hear some of you going, well, no, duh. Watch it. Watch it. Only I'm allowed to criticize myself, not you all. You know, so people think, okay, well, you know, if you're an attorney, you're, you know, super duper smart, and that's why you have this extra language. No, it doesn't. It means I came up with a cryptic language. These attorneys came up with a cryptic language so that you had to pay $500-$600 an hour to have somebody decode it. Honestly. Really, look at that. How many of our mommies, right, were amazing doctors for us? My mom was the best doctor I could have ever imagined as a kid, right? My mom knew. No, she didn't go to medical school, but she knew how to take care of me. She knew what I needed because she's my mom. She knew that stuff. I think my mom's a very, very intelligent woman. But you see, just because you go to medical school, just because you go to law school, doesn't mean you're extremely intelligent. It just means, you know how to study, you have an affinity towards something, you're good at school. You know, it really frustrates me that we get these contracts and we need them decoded. I don't think if you can't read a contract, it reflects on your intelligence level. I really don't. I think these things are so cryptic and it frustrates me. You know, just like, Obamacare, that Affordable Health Care Act, it's not even in English. There's sentence fragments. There's no noun, no verb in every single sentence. They're dangling participles. You have a lot of Roman numerals. They talk about Article 9 and Roman numeral 8, and they have all this other stuff in there, and they don't even have complete sentences. Okay, you're not unintelligent if you can't understand the Affordable Health Care Act. It just, you don't know how to decode. And I gotta be honest, I bet a lot of lawyers too can't even decode it. They're probably like, well, okay, I guess I gotta, when they're referring to other articles, I guess I have to have the other articles in front of me and then I refer to that. I mean, it's doable, but they make it such a pain in the butt that nobody in Congress read the bill, so it got passed. And, it's frustrating. Just don't think it reflects on anybody's intelligence. Michael Savage, extremely intelligent man. If you listen to his show, extremely intelligent. Just, most people that make it in radio that far, they are. Alex Jones, man's extremely intelligent. Jason Lewis, these guys are very smart. If you ever talk to Ian Freeman and Mark Edge from Free Talk Live, these guys, extremely intelligent. You have extremely intelligent people in radio. You need help a lot of times with the contract. Yeah, and you get yourselves into a contract you don't like, and you need attorneys to fight it, which is why we'll always need attorneys. We may not like attorneys, but we'll always need them. But, I know people in the industry are like, well, did he make any mistakes? Should he have read the contract better? I don't know. People ask me, what would happen to me if I got, a multi-million dollar contract for radio? I don't know if that would ever happen. But, in a position like mine, you would think you'd be like, all right, you should show me where to sign. You gotta go slow. You gotta work things through, and hopefully the contract doesn't look like Obamacare. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Sorry, my exercise ball is rolling. I got to get closer to the microphone. All right. I don't know if any of the radio hosts sits on an exercise ball. I mean, if I sound short of breath, let me know. I mean, hold on a second. I got to reposition my butt on this. I'm sorry, guys. I thought I did this all during break. Okay, there we go. We were talking about how these exercise balls are pretty good if you have hemorrhoids. Actually, yesterday we were talking about hemorrhoids in the Bible. Many of you, interesting, have emailed me back asking about medical diseases in biblical times. Leprosy, I know, was discussed in the Bible a lot. In fact, the Levites used to have to burn the clothes of anybody that had leprosy. Remember, it's bacteria caused. So that after, you know, leprosy was obviously huge back then. I don't know if they had mono, gonorrhea, chlamydia. I mean, I am sure that there was some sort of STDs. You know, because remember, back then you could have tons of wives. Lots of women. But then again, if there was concubines. You know, you didn't see STDs in the populations where nobody had sex until they got married. So if there were two virgins that got married, there were no STDs. But that didn't happen all the time in biblical times, right? And of course, there was an occasional use of a goat. So I'm sure there were some STDs. I just couldn't find that in the Bible. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia.
Hello.
As far as constipation on the... In the Bible, when the Philistines had the Ark of the Covenant, and were taken around through their cities, they were getting plagued by hemorrhoidal problems. And it says it right in the Bible. I think it's in Samuel 1. So that's to answer that question.
No, thank you. Yeah, no, you're right. It was, but they called it emeralds. Emeralds. Now, emeralds, when they were afflicted with that, you're right, it's in Samuel. Let me find the passage here. Let me find the passage. Let me Google it really quick. It was, I know exactly what you're talking about. And the men who have not died have been smitten with emerods, E-M-E-R-O-D-S, and the cry of the city goeth up into the heavens. From what we understand, emerods could have been hemorrhoids, but emerod is also some sort of a tumor or a boil. Remember, boils were also, in Exodus with the, 10 plagues, right? When Pharaoh wouldn't let the Hebrews leave. And then, Moses said, God's going to smite you with the plagues. And, you know, he kept changing his mind because he was, I don't know, bipolar. I don't know what the Pharaoh was doing, would never make up his mind. And boils came. Now, they called boils emerods. However, emerods could have been hemorrhoids. You know, my only problem with that. And again, we're not here to, interpret the book of Samuel. But, it sounds like they were really, really upset. You know, like he smiteth the men of the city from small even unto great, and break forth on them do emerods. Now, emerods, my guess is a lot of us who have hemorrhoids ain't no thing. You know, I mean, we're pretty, we could function. Boils and tumors, if you're afflicted or smiteth with those, that could be pretty rough. So, I mean, do we cry, like this says, and the men who have not died have been smitten with emerods, and the cry of the city goeth up into the heavens. Do any of us cry when we have hemorrhoids? I mean, when we try to poop, you know, I know some of us, you know, scream in pain sometimes, but for the most part, we can live with hemorrhoids, and no big thing. So I'm thinking what might have happened to the Philistines was actually something that could have been boil or tumor-ish, because emerods could have been interpreted as a variety of things. Even though, yes, you're right, we've been looking at that as a, you're right, people interpret emerods as hemorrhoids. But, I don't know if the scribes looked down there, you know, when they were writing the book of Samuel. Interesting stuff, though. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. I think it's cool. We should do a day on medicine and the Bible. You know, what did they do? How did they? They don't talk about too much, though. They don't, like I said, you know, besides leprosy, they talk about issues. Like women were not supposed to have sex when they had their issue. Well, that was a period, though. But they were unclean. Women were unclean when they had their period. So women were not supposed to have sex when they had their period. And even in some religions, we'll extrapolate that and have the women sleep in a different bed. Now, maybe the reason why is the men didn't want to be exposed to the blood. I'm sorry if you guys are eating. This is a medical show. What do you expect? But there's certain sex where if a woman has a period, she's in a different bed. I mean, I remember my father, he wanted me in a different house when I had my period. Don't know why. He claimed it was the Bible. But I don't see anywhere in the Bible it says the woman has to completely leave the home. My husband hasn't even tried that. He just leaves. He leaves the house when I have my period. Go find a boat. Life jacket. Anyway, they talked about that many times, where you were not allowed to have sex when you were on your period. And that was really difficult, because what if you had your period 20 days of the month? You know, no wonder, you know, men back then married multiple times, because, you know, trying to find a dry time was very difficult. Not much else. Adam and Eve, apple. And they say when Eve ate the apple, okay, because the serpent told her to, that she was cursed with menstrual cramps. Okay, I don't think it was menstrual cramps. Okay, what happens to many of us if we eat a whole apple? And many of us don't eat a whole apple. What happens if you don't eat apples, okay, and you eat a whole apple? You gotta poop. and you get cramps because you got to go poop. So my guess, my interpretation, what are you talking about? I think this is a great interpretation of the whole serpent story. My interpretation is she got bowel cramps and she pooped so hard that she probably dislodged a fibroid and started to bleed. So she associated period cramps with that. That's what I think. No, you don't think so? And then the serpent lost his legs and was told that he had to now be a snake and he had to now crawl, right, along Earth, and be a kind of a bottom dweller type of thing. No, he didn't have to be a lawyer. It doesn't say that. It says he had to be, he lost his legs and he had to now slither underneath all the animals, right, because he made Eve eat the fruit. Well, it's supposed to be the forbidden fruit. We all think it was an apple. Right? Because they didn't really have genetically engineered grapes, you know, and a grape would have been really, really small back then in biblical times. Grapes were like the size of blueberries, if not even smaller. So we don't think it's an apple. Yeah, and who knows, maybe she ate the core. You know, I mean, you know, when you first eat an apple, you think you're supposed to eat everything. If she didn't know, right, because the serpent told her to eat it, she might have eaten the core. No wonder she had abdominal cramps. Okay, so that's what I think. Or that could have been the first sign of irritable bowel syndrome. No, really. Really, did irritable bowel syndrome start in biblical times? I think we should investigate that. Okay. All right. Can we move on? Are we ready to move on? All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, election is coming. They're saying Obama is still beating everybody in the polls. One of my favorite instructions on the elections, and it never gets old, is Republicans vote November 6th and the Democrats are supposed to vote November 7th. Okay, I'm not allowed to give those instructions out, but they are instructions that I have been seeing floating around, and I kind of like them. But this is interesting. They say the type of beer you drink, according to a study by Scarborough Research, could denote what type of political ideology you have, which is kind of interesting. They say more Republicans prefer Samuel Adams. And are more likely, a Samuel Adams drinker is more likely to vote for Mitt Romney November 6th. And Heineken drinkers are usually Democratic, and they're the ones that are supposed to vote November 7th on the Wednesday after the election. They looked at 200,000 interviews with Americans over the age of 18, gathered by a New York-based market research company called Scarborough Research, and it showed strong correlations between a drinker's choice of beer and his or her party affiliation. Corona, Budweiser, Stella turned out to be left-leaning along with Heineken, yet Republicans like Coors Light, Miller Lite, Labatt Blue, and Samuel Adams. They say Samuel Adams Brewery is located just a few miles from the Republican headquarters. Thinking that Romney staffers are, no, they do not. I don't think Romney staffers drink that stuff. Okay, anyway, let me see. Now, the ones that fell into the middle, the independents, were Miller High Life, Bud Light, Natural Light, and Foster's. Okay, Molson drinkers, they say, were most likely to show up at the polls among Democrats, yet Amstel Light and Samuel Adams Light were kind of even. Bud Light drinkers had no political allegiance at all. Bud Light. Where's Corona again? What did they say Corona was? Ooh, Dos Equis. Dos Equis, the Mexican beer? What was that? Possibly for Obama. Uh-oh. Okay, well, we'll see. Anyway, that's what they said. And, you know, Heineken's going to be in the new James Bond movie. So I don't know if James Bond is Democrat. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. A big thanks to you all. I love how you're connecting with me on Facebook. When you guys are on Facebook later, don't forget to search the Dr. Dahlia Show. Find it, connect. I always love to see who's listening. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia as we get more news throughout the day, or even when I'm off air. I like to definitely extend that to you guys. Those of you truckers, some of you have been asking me about that trucker conference next month in Kansas City. It's going to be the trucker social media online conference. It's probably one of the only trucker conferences going on in Kansas City. You could Google it. I'll try to get a link up on my website. I am going to be there. I'm going to be speaking. So for any of you guys that are in the area, it's $99. It's a 2-day conference with lots of food and buffets and yummy prizes and things like that. That I guess they're yummy prizes. I guess you get to eat the prizes. Check it out and I'll be there. It'd be nice to, you know, meet you guys and be able to socialize with my trucking buddies. That's a Big Ten 4. I love it. Cannot wait. Also, don't forget to download our Android app. The Dr. Dahlia Show has a free Android app. You can download it for free. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Download it or go to your app store. We're still working on the iPhone. Apple Company makes things a lot more difficult to get things done from what I understand. So the Apple one is taking a lot longer than the Android was to launch. So just hang in there with that. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I love your show. I got a quick question about my wife. why is it when she eats greasy food, she gets diarrhea within like 10 minutes?
Mm-mm. I mean, what that means to me is her body just isn't tolerating the fat. If you have difficulty tolerating fat in your diet and digesting fat, the first thing I think of gallbladder. The second thing I think of is pancreas. Now, not all of us, you know, have gallbladder disease or pancreatitis, you know, and have issues with fat. But when your body immediately goes into that mode of trying to flush the poop out, it means it doesn't like what's coming down the bend. Now, when you eat, many people ask, well, how long is transit time? Usually transit time could be a two full days, you know, from mouth to esophagus to stomach to small intestine to colon to rectum. I mean, it could be two full days. However, when fat seeps through, when you start to digest your food in your mouth with the saliva, et cetera, and the chewing, and it goes down the esophagus pretty quickly, gets into the stomach, it could get into the stomach pretty quickly within the first 10 minutes. Fat droplets could already start seeping into the small intestine. Signals go out to your gallbladder to shoot out bile, and it goes out to the pancreas pretty quickly. So even though some people say 10 minutes is too quick a transit time for there to already be an issue, if your body doesn't like something, it could detect it that quickly. So my recommendation would be for her to have a gastroenterologist take a peek, you know, and make sure her pancreas and her gallbladder are working properly. I mean, it's very hard to be on a completely low-fat diet, but there are some people's systems that just don't tolerate fat. However, many diarrhea is misdiagnosed, okay? Many people think the diarrhea is from the food that they're eating. What if you ingested a parasite? What if you have an amoeba or a worm or something? Okay? And you're going about your day and then all of a sudden you eat a heavy meal. You may be having diarrhea because of some other bowel disease. Okay? You know, people with colitis will sometimes start having issues as soon as they eat, but they don't think it's the food. You know, they may think it's the food when it's actually the bowel. Most likely she's probably going to get a colonoscopy because they're going to want to take a look at the bowel. And again, this doesn't mean it's anything dangerous, but there's so many things that could be going on, such that when she eats, especially a heavier meal, not so much fat, but a heavier meal, the body immediately goes into a dumping mode. And sometimes we call it dumping syndrome, which is where I believe we got the term take a dump. Okay? Even though we're supposed to say evacuate your bowels, but there is a dumping syndrome, we call it, with the bowels. So my recommendation is have a gastroenterologist take a peek at her, evaluate the pancreas, evaluate the gallbladder, evaluate the stool for any parasites, because we were just talking about that yesterday, ova and parasites, bacteria, etc. But we don't want you having diarrhea because you lose fluid and you could dehydrate. You know, that's why whenever you guys have diarrhea, we always say hydrate. You know, you could die from diarrhea because you dehydrate and you lose a lot of your salts. Many times we tend to replenish diarrhea with Gatorade or like with kids, Pedialyte, because we really want you to get your salts in you. But irritable bowel syndrome could also do it too. So have her get checked out and then please keep me posted. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess in the news they were talking about these vanishing electronic medical implants, okay? You know how we have medical implants, you know, like pacemakers, defibrillators, et cetera, right? Sometimes implants get put in and you don't need them anymore, so you have to have surgery to take them out. Well, apparently these biomedical engineers at Tufts University and University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign have come up with electronic medical implants that'll dissolve in your body. They're completely biocompatible. They're called transient electronics, meaning they're things that only have to be in your body transiently. And what they think this is going to do is many people that need some sort of an implant will now not need the second surgery to have it, removed. And especially with Obamacare coming around the bend, you know, you'll be lucky to get the one surgery that you need. Apparently, Rogers, what's his first name? Usually they give the first name of these guys. John Rogers, professor there, and I guess lead author on the study, and his researchers decided to find which materials would have high performance but also biodegradable. So he thinks that thin sheets of silicon It could be used as semiconductors. It's water soluble. And it doesn't dissolve too quickly. So I guess they're going to be using silicon. Now, many of you with silicon implants, you're still fine. You're still fine. They also say magnesium is going to be used in the device's electrode. Right? They say their most unique ingredient is actually found from cocoons of silkworms. And it is an FDA-approved material. So I guess they're coming up with some sort of a biological implant. They practiced it in mice. And let me see. They say they put the device, a thin sheet of electronic, some sort of electronic, into the mouse. And then, let me see. I'm reading this as we go. Low risk of infection. And I guess the device was programmed to start dissolving in a 2-week period. So some of these things can dissolve pretty quickly. Here's my problem. You know, pacemakers, usually if you need a pacemaker, it's more long term. But I guess there's some people that just need pacemakers temporarily. So they're hoping to use this type of technology for that. Pretty exciting stuff. We'll see where it goes. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many women ask me, if doctors aren't allowed to screen for ovarian cancer, what do they do? Well, it's tough. Ovarian cancer scares a lot of us women because by the time it gets diagnosed, many times it's too late. Okay? It's very hard to find stage one ovarian cancer. Usually when ovarian cancer is found, it's later on. You know, when you get abdominal bloating, when you get ascites, fluid in your abdomen, when you have abdominal pain. Well, apparently doctors have come up with a questionnaire, a 3-question survey. Okay. It's like a paper and pencil questionnaire. Of course, we know they're trying to go cheap. Remember, this is where we're going with medicine now. That could be given at a doctor's office, and this 3-question looks for 6 warning signs, right? If you have symptoms of abdominal or pelvic pain, you feel full pretty quickly after you eat, abdominal bloating, abdominal size increasing, etc. And they said out of 60 women, okay, one was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And of the 95% of women who were negative, none developed ovarian cancer in a follow-up. Now, I know some of you women are going, okay, that's not good enough. I agree. It's not good enough. You know, if you really want to screen for ovarian cancer, we really don't have an actual test. This CA-125 we keep talking about is very effective when you have ovarian cancer. You're going through treatment and we're trying to see if you're improving with your treatment and the number's going down. But doing the test randomly isn't a good enough screen. Do doctors still use it as a screen? Yeah. Yep, they do. Do doctors ultrasound the ovaries as a screen? Yep. Again, still not good enough because by the time it shows up on ultrasound, it could be farther stage. But, you know, they're going to try to use this questionnaire as a substitute. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. This weekend, I want you to think about what you may want to do next summer, because if you do want to take a beautiful trip, remember the Dr. Dolly cruise to Alaska is already booking. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. We got a great price. We locked it in. But the rooms are starting to sell out pretty quickly. And I got to tell everybody to kind of get a move on. Apparently, if you want a certain part of the ship, already many of these rooms are already getting picked over by other people on the cruise. So we need to kind of, you know, squeeze our little butts in there quickly and lock in the rooms that we want, even though we've locked in a certain amount. Beautiful trip leaving out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage. Go to my website at drdahlia.com to check that out. Okay, now, news broke yesterday, which kind of concerned a lot of you, in terms of a huge class of medication and it causing dementia. Now, they say the class of medication that's the most concerning are the benzodiazepines. And it's probably the one of the most common classes used. So benzodiazepines are your Xanax, your Valium, your Ativan, or some of you know it as lorazepam, alprazolam, diazepam. They say seniors, especially who take these medications for anxiety or insomnia, may be more likely to develop dementia. Now, the new study published in the British Medical Journal, the BMJ, compared the risk of dementia in two groups of French seniors. I know what you're thinking. They, you know, many of the French drink. It could be. There could be something to that. True, true. But let's just go through this. 95 were recent users of any of the 23 benzodiazepines or similar drugs, and I guess 968 were not. Over the 15 years, doctors diagnosed 253 cases of dementia. 30 people, which was 32%, who had taken benzodiazepines or similar drugs had memory loss and difficulty thinking, compared to 223 people who had not taken them. Drugs used by these people included Ambien, Halcyon, Clonopin, Restoril, Valium, and Xanax. They say even after accounting for other things like depression, living alone, age, high blood pressure, diabetes, etc., they found that the seniors who took these benzodiazepines were 60% more likely to develop dementia. Now, I don't know what the Ambien results were. Right now, because Ambien is not a benzodiazepine. So from what we understand, it's the people that took the benzodiazepine were the ones that had the most association. Now, why is that? Well, the benzodiazepines, you know, they sometimes we call them downers. I mean, in the 60s, barbiturates were the downers, and we don't really use barbiturates that much. You had your uppers, your speed, and you had your downers, the barbiturates. Benzodiazepines were milder downers. Okay, we know that Marilyn Monroe used them. Many stars, many people right now have them in their system, whether it's Xanax or Valium, etc. And, you know, God forbid, at the time of death, many times these medications will show up, and they could be in your system for a long time. So my concern with this study is, you know, A, so many people take these medications. I mean, I can't tell you, it's probably one of the more commonly prescribed drugs, even more common than pain pills. People use these medications for sleep. They use it for anxiety. You know, they use it for a variety of issues. Usually anxiety and sleep are the big one. So, you know, looking at a group of population and seeing a percentage of them have dementia, you know, you're like, well, you know, these medications are pretty commonly used. You're associating with a herd of test subjects that could possibly be more likely to have dementia anyway, just because we're starting to see dementia on the rise. So that's one thing. Number two is, you know, why are people taking them, and do they have other medical conditions that they're improperly taking that medication for, and is that medical condition causing the dementia, i.e. sleep issues? Okay, think about it. We always talk about people with sleep issues don't do well dementia-wise. So if you're being prescribed Valium or Xanax or Ativan to sleep, and the true sleep issue isn't being addressed, is that what's putting you at risk? You see what I mean? Is it the medication, or is it the reason you're taking the medication? Personally, I don't think this is a medication you should be on long term. What really scares me about the benzodiazepines is as my patients were losing their jobs and losing health insurance, they couldn't get refills on a medication. Now, there's many medications out there, but there's very few medications where you could actually seize and die if you miss a dose. And one of the classes of those medications are the benzodiazepines. So if you've been taking 1 milligram of Valium, I'm sorry, of Xanax, alprazolam, 2-3 times a day for 20 years, and all of a sudden you don't get the medication, that could be kind of dangerous. And so I don't want any of you on a medication such that if you lose your job or you can't get insurance coverage because of Obamacare or whatnot or the recession, you don't seize and die. You know, cholesterol medication, yes, you go off of it, you could clog your arteries and maybe eventually die, but it's not something that would happen abruptly. You know, you got some time to figure this out. You could still maybe take some fish oil if it's worth, you know, if it's worth something anymore, or, you know, take some Metamucil or, you know, come up with some other alternative. But with these, you know, benzodiazepines, you know, it's interesting. We have a cash discount at our office that we, you know, we've always had cash discounts, but we went even lower when the recession hit. And, you know, people come in, obviously, you know, wanting, they could get their, you know, narcotics and their controlled substances cheaper. And we have very strict prescribing rules. So many of them don't continue to go to us because we don't dole that, you know, type of medication out. But the one thing that we will definitely prescribe is the benzodiazepines if we think the patient's going to go through withdrawal. That could be extremely dangerous. And then we refer them to somebody who could get them off, because these medications are very easy to become addicted to. So, you know, it really, you know, doesn't surprise me. You know, you're taking a medication that sedates you, right? That you know, is a hypnotic, is a downer. Of course, after a while, it could, you know, probably cause some wear and tear, you know, on some of the brain cells or cause, you know, some issues. You know, we notice with marijuana users, they seem to be the most relaxed group of people, and unbelievably so. I don't seem to have as many blood pressure issues with my patients who smoke pot. It's really interesting. However, we have memory loss. You know, so obviously something that the brain is getting exposed to very frequently could cause memory loss, could cause dementia. So as far as I'm concerned, if you do need a benzodiazepine, you know, make it a once in a while thing. I don't think it's bad for people to have a little bit of, you know, anti-anxiety medication. You know, if they're going to have a stressful weekend, if they got to get through a funeral, if the in-laws are coming into town. I mean, every now and then there's something that causes stress, a long flight, and maybe they want to, you know, take a little something. You know, and if their prescription bottle lasts them a year and then they throw it out because it's expired, I'm okay with that. But if you're on these medications, and I know a lot of you are, if you're on these medications every single day, three times a day, I would really suggest slowly getting off of them, even without this whole dementia article. I don't like the idea of you being on something where if you can't get a prescription, you could get a seizure, a withdrawal seizure. I don't like that. It really scares me. I can't tell you how many people have lost a driver's license because they did. They ran out of their medications, they didn't take them, they had a seizure. You can't drive because if you get into a car, you'll kill somebody or you kill yourself. Not good. Not good at all. And many of you aren't taking the medication frequently because you're an addict. It's because your doctor prescribed it that way. I've told you guys many times, you know, when doctors prescribe these benzodiazepines, they say, okay, you could take a Xanax 0.5, 0.25, 1 milligram every 8 hours, or a Valium 5 milligrams or 10 milligrams every 8 hours. And so people look at that as, okay, so I take it every, you know, I take it three times a day. They're doing what their doctor told them. It's supposed to say as needed for anxiety, but remember, these medications can wear off. You get anxious again, so you take it again. All right? And I've changed the way I prescribe it. I say just take it at night, okay, because I don't want you guys getting a DUI, having it in your system and driving during the day. And I do that to remind people that it's a sedative. And it could be sedating. Even though I know many of you go to work on your Xanax, you get through the day, it's technically, sedating. And so, you know, if your doctor writes it three times a day, ask him, do I really have to take this three times a day or just once in a blue moon? And I'd rather you take it blue moon. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another couple hours coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALY. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com.
The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.